No, I've already given a letter to him.
Eh?
I already gave the letter to him.
Oh, you already gave it.
Yeah. Maricharana gave me the letter. It is final. Yati Maharaj.
As he had mentioned that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So he has accepted that it was a mistake that he had done?
No.
He has not accepted it. What did he say?
That different people in Madras have been for some time disturbed about these things, and since their society is the most prominent Gaudiya society, they have to take some position. So recently he looked through these writings and came with these observations and his calculations, and that he'll be coming here, he wants to talk to him personally, and also he said, but also while he's here he will consult with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and his statements will be taken as the finally into account. Something like that.
The people here are philosophical minded. Under pressure, I had to enter into such discussion. And whatever I have understood, I have done so. So many others also. To be tackled, and I shall go and see you and have a discussion, and what Sridhar Maharaj will say, that will be the final, something like that, the part of his letter. Hare Krishna.
But he is going to stop continuing that. Did he mention that he was going to stop in his next issues?
Of course, he will stop.
So that is the point.
The other?
So, Bhadulog, Anthony Lynn.
Ah.
What's your passway number? Dikavarna.
One passway?
I'm at the front in England.
Yes.
That the Dean of Westminster. He's the personal minister, priest for the Queen, has invited me to speak in Westminster Abbey on April 20th. I'm supposed to address a group of important persons in Westminster Abbey on April the 20th. This is, I think, a good step forward.
Encouraging. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Sarvadharan Prabhu, aapne kuchh prasad?
Aapne pole nahi hai.
Hi, Yati Maharaj.
Hi, hi.
He said, I would like to come and discuss here.
Okay.
And he said the decision of Srila Sridhar, revered Srila Sridhar Maharaj, will be final. He's coming on the 17th of March.
In the meantime, I'd like to communicate with this call. On that point, the last word, Swami Maharaj felt his sentiment, he expressed his sentiment that he has done many things, and he told many things against God brothers. As he felt necessity for propagation. So, I beg forgiveness from them.
Yes.
On the basis of that, to omit that portion in his publication where it is mentioned. That should not be no longer be continued on the basis of his last wish.
I have already written such a letter
to
our ISKCON, some of our men.
To
our publishing
I also like to send
Rameshwara Maharaj, Satsarup Maharaj.
And to the President or Secretary.
Yeah.
After this meeting, new President perhaps will be selected, is it not?
Yes, new Chairman.
The first order of business.
Then, to the new President, in my name, I want to give some information of this type. Okay?
Anyway.
That it is desirable that you should omit on the basis of his last wish. The name. They put me in the jurisdiction of Gaudiya Math in general.
ISKCON leader?
ISKCON leader.
Yes.
Gaudiya Math in general, that means they are not one with them. And so now they have come to such a decision that Sridhar Maharaj will also be cast on that group of program. We shall.
I don't see
him.
Maharaj.
See him. As we were seeing Gaudiya Math so far, now we shall also have to see Sridhar Maharaj as Gaudiya Math.
Yes.
Where it is mentioned? In Dhirkishtha. In their advice to some gentleman, it is mentioned.
Yes. In general, they're advising. In general, they're advising the devotee should not come here. They're a little worried, I think, that you're proving so attractive.
Giri Maharaj wrote in his letter that. Giri Maharaj mentioned that point in his letter.
He was to be viewed, because he took sannyas from you, he was to be viewed as Gaudiya Math sannyas.
He had mentioned that.
And Gaudiya Math and ISKCON, two different institutions.
Address that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives to the sannyasis who are leaving for the West. He says that the Sri Chaitanya Math is a divine manifestation, and he requests them to try to extend its scope everywhere.
Right.
So apparently this...
He had such conviction, strong conviction. Once, when he was in Puri, At that time, Maharaj Manindra Nandi, he was a Maharaja, a very charitable-hearted, and he used to help the Shaujiya section with a great amount of money. He went to meet our Prabhupada in Puri. Then, the Shaujiya section, they do not admit this Yoga Beach, the Mayapur, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So that question occurred. And the Prabhupada told that Maharaja that he was in his hand, the Tulsi Malika was counting, as Maharaja. With this Tulsi Mala in my hand, I pronounce what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed to be the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. None in the world or anywhere will be able to remove Bhaktivinoda Thakur's decision. None can challenge. And no earthworldly power will be able to remove the birthplace from there to any other. They told that Prachin Mayapur is the birthplace. So there was some contest. Some peace was also in the court of Krishna. But the judge, he gave opinion in favor of present Mayapur. And this is proper Mayapur, and not this Prachin Mayapur on the other side of the Ganges. As it, his idea, another time he told there was some quarrel with the local Muslims pertaining to a particular land. Then one of his disciples made a compromise with the Muslims to the necessary land was acquired by offering another land as exchange. So Prabhupada was very much dissatisfied. I requested you to get the land by purchasing, by purchase, not by exchange. The land which is already in possession, that is also necessary for Nitai Kunda. It is necessary for Gaul Kunda. Just by the side there, the Nitai Kunda, I have already designed. And that land is kept for that. So, you have done without asking my permission. It's wrong. I can't accept. In course of that argument, I have no want of money. No want of money. Mahaprabhu's temple here, and there are so many wells and gems I found. If necessary, I shall take one of the jewels from the temple and I sell it, and I will get thereby crores of rupees, and thereby I shall reconstruct the whole Navadvip as it was at the time of Mahaprabhu. Feelingly, he told like that. I shall sell the jewel of the temple of Mahaprabhu. It is there. And crores of rupees I shall get for it. And I shall improve the whole area. No want of money. So, he was, came from another land. The land of heat. Land of heat. And he could see what was inside. Inside. Vrindavan, this Navadvip, this Sarup Damodar and the Sivas Pandit, they are having a hot discussion. Vaikuntha is full of wealth, and Vrindavan is on the forest, creepers and the jungle. some flower and some creeper.
What else? Foster.
Heat is a wonderful potency. In my infinite potency, there is in heat that cannot be estimated. Through heat, we can see any phase of the absolute according to its degree and quality. It is possible. The plane of faith, incalculative, resourcefulness. And it is real. That is the real aspect. This is Vanda. What we think to be the most imaginary, but we are told that is the real basis. By faith we can come in contact of such a plane that almighty, omniscience, omnipotent, and so many other infinite attributes, such cause, only the cause of the world can be only approached by faith. Sakal chariya bhai saddha devi vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, set aside everything and the praise of the goddess of saddha. Saddha. Faith. Saddha. A tiny soul. How can we we can reach the limit of our faith? How much we can conjecture? How can we can estimate that will be but an infinitesimal part of the absolute, whatever we will be able to expect, hope, that will be very low to the normal degree. It, so, what is not and what is and what is not, our puppy brain can't give any estimation for. Everything is possible. There is a story in the Quran that one devotee of a lower standard asked Devarshi Narad what Narayan is doing. Narad Goswami replied that through the
eye of the needle.
Eye of the needle, he is passing elephant. many times, passing animals incessantly. Is it possible you don't, you are deceiving me?
Yes.
we are told in Bhagavatam that the night of Rasa Lila, the Brahmara night, the light of the Brahma that was infused in it, entire. The factor of time that can be expanded, and the peace also can be expanded and narrowed down. What is so easy to us, both peace and time, that is after all form of thought. That can be squeezed and that can be extended. Narrowed and extended. Expansion is possible. Only we have to Vidyadhi is to educate us up to the standards to see the Bodhisattva, how to see things. That whatever we see, everything is infinite. Everything has got infinite possibility. Only learn how to see darshan, how to see, how to think, how to estimate, connect with the infinite. And you like the company of finite very much, to be surrounded by the things of limited energy, limited prospect, limited value. You like it, you have got it. But you leave it, try to find infinite around. Maya santushta manasa sadva sukamaya disha. When you will come to be satisfied with my connection, then you will say all the waves coming from four directions are carrying only happy news for you. Tatti nukampan. Only learn how to look at how to estimate your environment. Sannanta vishi amitasya putra. You are born in the ocean of nectar. But the worst destiny has taken you in the world of limitation and want. Always want, want, want. But really you are a child of the land of nectar. Only connect, try to reconnect. On which your soul, your proper self is standing, the foundation, the soul. Where the soul is standing, try to find out. Find out. Indriyani karannahu. In the wrong direction you have come so far. Indriyani paran, indriyagva paramana manasastu parabuddhi. Buddhi Ratma Maham Para, you are there, my friend, you are there. Your proper self is there. And all this negative side, you have entered in an increasement of different orders. Then the positive side on the other hand, Paramatma, Purushottam, and Vaikuntha Lakshmi Narayan, Ramchandra, Dharupis, Vrindavan. Gradual development. Yad dhamana khalu dhamo dhamo nigami bhammeti sangayate. Yashyam sasya kalaiva kisra nigare yogeshwari mitkati. Vaikunthi paramukta bhinga jaranu narayano yasvayam. Yashyam si bhagavan svayam rasvapu krishnu bhavan tatpada. Our Guru Maharaj was very happy when he read through this stanza. composed by me. A happy style, he told. And just previous to that also. Lokanam hitakammaya bhagavati bhakti paryarastaya granthanam rachaneshata mahivati nana vidhaiddarshita Āchārya-kṛta-pūrvam-he-bhukurata rāmānuyād-dai-budai premam-ho-nidhivikahishya-bhavatu māt-musīmā-hanatā. It's about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And his confidence in Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so great, so deep, that any connection of him, he used to see as infinite. Everything of Bhaktivinoda Thakur of infinite color. Infinity also has their qualitative infinite. From Brahma, infinite may begin. As Brahma, Vaikuntha, all the infinite types, different types of infinite. And by the basis Vaikuntha means infinite, no kuntha, no measurement, no limitation, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, kunthasana, Vikuntha, Vikunthanatha, Aigas, is wonderful. Wonderful. That of wonderful stride, Adhutakram, Vamana Devi is called. Adhutakram, kram means stride. One foot, another foot, putting a foot. That is kram. That of ulukram. Adhutakram. Strides are wonderful. Thoughts, manners, every gesture, posture, all made of wonder. Even Jiva soul is wonder. In Gita it is mentioned. Aschajabat pushyati koshchidenam. Enam means jivatmanam. Says, stares with wonder. Aschadvan Vadati Tasi Vajana. There is another section. When they come to speak about Atma, and they are wonderful. Also Vadati Tasi. Aschadvan Chinnamanya Sinoti. And who wants to give audience to the relation of anyone about Atma, he also stuck dumb. Such things are existing. I am so and so. Wonder. Suttatvenam vedana caiva kaschit. And there are many, even attending and listening to the description of Atma, they can't trace anything of his experience, about his existence. But still it is. Once Jawaharlal, he came to give a speech about some election campaign brother in Calcutta, Ghorer Mata ki ki bare? Maidan.
Maidan.
And some, that time Mukha Mantri was Bidhan Rai. And this communist, the Jyoti Boks party, about 400 or so, would flag, black flag, go back, Jawaharlal, go back, and began to cry. Jawaharlal told the about 60 crores of men in India, and I represented them. And you two are 400 people only showing black flag, go back, and I shall go back. Only 400 people, as Jawaharlal, go back. But about 60 crores of people, they want me. What should I do? like that. A person, Atma Parigyanamayu Vivado Dhasti Iti Nasti Iti Vijat Manishtra Dathopi Noeva Puramita. A particular negligent section, they say that God does not exist, or there is no God, I can't see him, like some owls, they will say, I can't see him. That does not mean that sun won't exist. So, the next day,